It's great if they just want a few hours to have a little wander. It's a good complex, plenty of parking, and quite interesting.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Eve, Ruby and Olive with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the body of a 23-year-old Noosa FIFO worker who was found deceased in a plunge pool of his Bali villa back in May has been returned home with an organ missing. The relocating of his body has been continuously delayed due to a push for a local investigation. When returned, it was only by chance that the Queensland coroner conducted another autopsy and found that the body was missing its heart. The family state that they feel like there was foul play, though the true details as to why the heart was removed have not yet been confirmed. The heart has now been returned to Australia. In other local news, Queensland police have charged a woman with defrauding four elderly residents at an aged care facility where she worked. A 23-year-old woman has been charged with more than 100 counts of fraud and one count each of enter dwelling with intent and commit and obtaining identification information after she allegedly obtained bank details from four elderly residents at an aged care facility where she worked. Police will allege the woman used the information acquired through her employment at the aged care facility in Rothwell to make personal purchases between October 2024 and June 2025. Detective Senior Surgeon Lisa Elkings said the extensive investigation followed a web of online and in-person purchases. The woman is due to appear in the Redcliffe Magistrates Court on September 24th.
In national news, scientists have now found that physical exercise can reduce risk of developing dementia. Dementia has recently been identified as Australia's biggest killer. Scientists for the first time have linked exercise with a particular protein in the blood associated with brain health. They say having a greater understanding of how modifiable risk factors influence blood biomarkers could help predict future brain health. The recently published paper by the Wiking Dementia Research and Education Centre has also found that the more vigorous the exercise, the more brain health is protected. Quote, "The finding is really significant because it shows for the first time how a blood-based biomarker that's indicative of dementia risk is associated with a really key and accessible modifiable risk factor," end quote, Dr. Eddie Roccardi, a senior research fellow at the centre, said. In other national news, engineers at Monash University have announced a breakthrough catalyst, which could supercharge the nation's next generational batteries with more power, longer lifespan, and lower cost. While the zinc air batteries are currently only used in small devices such as hearing aids, the development allows for the first steps towards rechargeable high-power applications. Lead authors Zahid Askari and Dr. Parama Benjeri from the Department of Chemical and Biological Engineering said the principles behind this design could also be applied to other clean energy technologies, including fuel cells, water splitting, and CO2 conversion.
In international news, a global agreement constructed to protect the world's ocean and undo damage to marine life is set to be ended in international law. This past Friday, the High Seas Treaty received its 60th and final ratification from the country of Morocco, allowing for it to take effect from January 2026. The treaty, which had been 20 years in the making, is expected to pave the way for international waters to receive the title of marine protected areas. Environmentalists herald the milestone as a monumental achievement and evidence that countries can work together for environmental protection. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.